John Henley, the boys of Summer, Houston's Eagle with Dean and Raj. 7:10, coming up on the show, Rick Springfield tickets. We'll have those here in about a half hour.
All right, birthday scam time.
We're going to call this woman. Her parents are having their 50th wedding anniversary. It's such a special occasion. The family coming in from all over the country for this event. They're having at a hotel here locally.
Of course, there's been a double booking and consternation ensues.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying to reach Christina.
This is she.
Christina, good morning. It's Joe Hicketts at the... How are you today?
Okay, I'm great. I'm great. And yourself?
Great. I'm calling about your reservation next Saturday.
Yes, I believe we have 7 p.m.
This is the issue. We need to work something out. There was a glitch. The banquet room was double booked.
Oh, no.
And so another party is technically booked ahead of you. So we need to try to make arrangements.
Yeah, I booked this a month ago. So are you going to reschedule them?
Yeah, if we can just reschedule you. I know you have a big
group. No. Are you going to reschedule that other party? This is my parents' 50th anniversary. I have people flying in from everywhere. It's probably over 60 people coming or more. It's more grandchildren this year, so.
I understand. And so here's what we might be able to do is we have the pool area that I could reserve for you.
Pool area? Sir, you do know it's Houston.
Right.
It's about 95 degrees during that week. They're too elderly to be sitting outside by the pool.
Well, there's a lazy river. Maybe they might want to get in that and just kind of...
You know what, sir? I don't think the pool is going to be great. I think it may be great for the other party. But for us, we're going to do just fine in the banquet hall.
It's just not possible. So do you want to just pick another
date? It has to be possible. There's no other date.
What about the next day?
I've already prepared for this date, sir. There's no way I can change it.
The next day is wide open. I can put you right in there.
The next day, they may not be alive, sir. You know what? I need my money back.
Well, here's the problem with that.
Now there's another problem.
The deposit is non-refundable.
So you want to take my date and my money? No, sir. No, sir. That's not going to happen.
Here's the other option. The party that has that banquet hall isn't as large as yours, and there's room for you to join them.
Join them?
Might be able to fit you in the room with them.
I don't know those folks, and those folks don't know me, so I'm definitely not going to combine my family with a bunch of strangers. That's not going to happen. Would you like me to show up to your birthday party with all my family and we just parade through your living room?
Here's the deal. You won't know them because this party, I didn't really want to tell you, they're a fetish group, and they're all going to be in furry costumes. They're furries.
Fetish? What are you talking about? What is a fetish group?
They dress up like different animals, bunnies and furry animals, and this is the thing.
My mother got bit by a dog when she was 7 years old. It haunted her whole life. That's not going to work.
This might help her face her fear of animals.
Yeah, it may help her, or it may kill her. So you know what? We just need our money back.
All right.
We don't want that.
No, we don't want Grandma to die. Christina, I'm sorry about this. This is cruel.
Yeah, I'm sure you are sorry.
I'm not with the hotel.
Oh, okay.
This is Dean and Raj, and your husband, Lawrence, wanted us to call. It's the birthday scam.
Ooh, no, he didn't. Oh, he got my blood boiling.
No, everything's good.
I'll get him.
I'm sure your folks will be fine, and you tell Lawrence that we called, and you have a happy birthday.
I will. Thank you so much.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.